Fee Pool on ABC Coffs Coast.
Well, yesterday was a big day for Norco Milk Suppliers. I guess they were scratching their heads saying, what, we get some money? Why? Well, the Coles retail giant is going to pay Norco more than $5 million following that investigation by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. And according to Norco CEO Mike Hampson, they will go directly to the suppliers.
This will make its way back to our members, which will be very much appreciated in a time where we're battling some of the worst climatic conditions that our members have ever faced.
Well, Julie Moore is a dairy farmer from Dorigo. She joins us now. G'day, Julie.
Good morning.
Have you managed to contact Norco? Do you know, what have they told you?
Yes, we received press releases from Norco yesterday afternoon, as well as I've spoken to two of the directors. So I've tried to get an understanding of, you know, how this has all come about.
And what is your understanding?
Basically, Coles used the wording of their 10 cents, and as Norco had previously announced that we'd get 6.5 cents, well, Coles appeared to have just said, well, you know, they're getting 6.5, we'll only add 3.5.
Uh-huh. So did you get the 3.5?
Yes, we did. We got that out of the...
But the Australian public, the consumer...
Yeah, they thought we'd got 10 cents, but Coles actually only passed on 3.5 cents.
Wow. What do you think of that?
Oh, well, I think it's a pretty low thing to do, you know, deceptive. The general public were quite willing to pay, you know, many people I've spoken to have said, you know, they'd pay 50 cents a litre more. We only asked for 10 cents and, you know, that wasn't passed on.
Did Norco tell you this is still just alleged? Because this is how we're reporting it. It's just alleged, allegedly not passing on the full 10 cents.
Yes, that's the wording that, you know, come out of the ACCC.
Any idea how much will come to you directly? Like a supplier, you know, they're in Dorigo working hard. How much do you think you'll get?
Well, it is hard to say because, you know, the 10 cents was only on 2 bottles of milk, the 2-litre and 3-litre home brand milk. It wasn't across all milk. So it's got to be worked out on, you know, the percentage of milk that, you know, I send from my farm, which when it finally gets back to me, it might only be another cent a litre, but, you know, that makes a huge difference.
What would you do with that?
Oh, buy feed at the moment. And even on Dorigo, you know, bores are shutting down, creeks are not running. We could be out of water. And, you know, this present time, we've got a fire threatening our farm, which we've been told could hit today.
Could hit today?
Yes.
Is that the Anderson's fire? Or?
Yes.
How tough is it for you right now? It sounds like it's full on. Have you known a harder time, Julie?
No. You know, my dad talks of the 62, 3, 4 drought. We missed rain in 2 autumns. And, yeah, he's 82 years of age and, you know, he says he, you know, this is even going further now than what that one did.
Can you tell us, Julie, how the consumer is in the best position to help you directly as a dairy farmer? What choice do we make in the supermarket or at the local shop to get the most money to you?
Well, to buy branded milk, like, we're very lucky. We supply Norco, you know, 100% Australian-owned milk cooperative. So you buy Norco milk, all of the money from your purchase comes back to our cooperative and it's then passed back to us. So if you don't live or, you know, and want to buy Norco, there's many others, branded milks around, you know, just, you know, even dairy farmers. I know it's Chinese owned, but it is produced by 100% Australian owned, Australian dairy farmers. Keep away from the home brand, as we call it.
Just one quick question. Norco supplies milk to Coles for its Coles branded milk, also produces milk bearing the Norco brand. What's the difference there? Like if you bought a Norco branded milk, like how much more are you getting as say if I, you know, I bought a Coles branded milk?
Probably half the price of it.
even though it's the same milk.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. The dollar a 10 litre milk, the home brand milk, my belief is it's used as a bargaining tool. The supermarkets will say, if you bottle our cheaper milk for 40 cents a litre, we will give you this space here in the shop to put your Norco milk, cheese, butter. If you don't, we'll give you this spot. Which
we'll give you the bottom shelf.
Yes, yes. So, you know, and the consumer just needs to be aware. When you go into the supermarket, have a look at the space that the branded milk gets. It's smaller. Coles is wanting to persuade everybody, just the cheaper product, that the consumer is supposed to have choice.
I hear you. Julie, yes. We wish you all the best. Thank you so much for joining us. I know how hard it is for you right now. And, I hope everything, you know, is okay and you turn a corner really soon.
So do I. But, you know, this has put a smile on my dial.